This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden used his first national address as the projected winner to vow healing for a deeply divided nation. And he reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, let's give each other a chance. His calls for reconciliation came even as U.S. President Donald Trump argued that the election had been stolen from him. Biden heads into his first full day as president-elect on Sunday with key staffing decisions to make in the lead-up to the inauguration day on January 20th. The second Catholic to be elected president, Biden planned to attend church near his home in Wilmington, Delaware. He does this every week. He began election day with a visit to that church and to the grave of his son, Beau, a former Delaware attorney general who died of brain cancer in 2015. Biden's top priority in the transition is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff. And he said Saturday that he would announce a task force of scientists and experts Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus by the time he assumes the presidency. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge against a Democratic Secretary of State centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed replaced his Army Chief of Staff on Sunday as reports of wounded soldiers continued to rise in a five-day-old conflict in the country's northern Tigray region. A deputy army chief will take over the Ethiopian National Defense Force, a statement from the prime minister's office said, without giving a reason for the switch. The prime minister and military leaders have touted Ethiopian soldiers' successes against forces loyal to the Tigray ruling party, but a communications blackout in the region has made their accounts hard to verify. Reports of deaths and injuries by doctors and aid workers in the region, though, coincide with growing fears of civil war after the prime minister, who was last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner, on Wednesday sent federal troops and aircraft into Tigray in a major escalation of a long-running feud. The Tigray's dominated politics in Ethiopia for nearly three decades before the prime minister came to power in 2018 on the back of anti-government protests. Under his rule, Tigray's leaders have complained of being unfairly targeted and corruption prosecutions, removed from top positions, and broadly scapegoated for the country's woes. The long-running feud became more intense after Tigray held its own elections in September, defying the national government, which had decided to postpone national polls due to the coronavirus pandemic. Thousands of opposition supporters rallied Sunday in ex-Soviet Georgia to demand a snap vote after the opposition accused the ruling party of rigging tightly contested parliamentary elections. The main thoroughfare of the capital, Tbilisi, turned into a sea of Georgia's red and white five-cross flags as protesters gathered outside parliament. The ruling Georgian Dream Party, led by a billionaire ex-prime minister, which won the October 31st polls with a 2% margin, has flatly denied the accusations of electoral fraud. But all of Georgia's ruling opposition parties have refused to enter the new parliament, sparking fears of another political crisis in the Black Sea nation, where elections are often followed by accusations of fraud and mass demonstrations. And protesters gathered in Belarus Sunday for the latest in weeks of unprecedented demonstrations against strongman Alexander Lukashenko, with the opposition leader saying she hopes to soon meet with U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. For 3 months running, tens of thousands have taken to the streets of Belarus on Sundays to protest against the disputed re-election of Lukashenko, who has been in power for more than two decades. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.